Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oi, what's the best game where you get to eat pie? What's the best game where you play a dead guy? Aye?
You'll find out on VG247's podcast.
This looks boring.
What are you on about?
It looks great. All of their games, they look boring.
It doesn't look boring. It looks like you're an assassin on the Isle of Man.
But it doesn't have the kind of wow.
The steampunk quail-based economy is incredible.
Yeah, it's boring.
VG247's Best Games Ever podcast is ostensibly a show about figuring out what the best game in a weirdly specific category is, but it's actually just about petty arguments. You should listen to it. It's good.
Is that it? That's the whole promo?
Yeah, I was just doing
And that's supposed to make people subscribe, is it?
Yes.
Okay, good luck with that.
You can find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Why is the song not called Hat Chat?
I'm sorry, the song's not called Hat Chat, Rat.
There's so many.
Who is our special guest for this episode. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Hat Chat podcast. I'm Chris Trott.
I'm Ross Hornby.
I'm Ravs. Just Ravs.
Just Ravs. And I'm Alex Smith. Thanks to Dream State Empire for that song.
Right. Thank you.
Is that a new song every week?
Yeah, we get a new fingal every week.
That's cool. Fingal, a fingal. Okay,
yeah. They're quite often based around the hat, film's theme.
I think you guys told
me this last.
You've
been here before.
Yeah, I think you told me this last time.
It's been a while.
He has been here before. It's the same
I've got no memory of this place.
It's a long time ago, to be fair.
Yeah.
But we've changed our format a little bit. We used to have hypotheticals.
Okay.
Now we just chat shit.
Now we just chat shit. I like that.
Which is kind of what we did before. We did do that before.
Sometimes we talk about what's in the weird news.
Okay. Yeah, like, you know, just like
sometimes
weird things.
Sometimes Ross says some weird
things. Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes just says something else. Okay.
Obviously, there's a lot of horrible things in the news.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, especially right now, like the bombing of civilians and stuff.
Yeah, so well, don't bring it down.
Yeah, we really look at stuff like, guy gets stuck stuck in clay pot. Did you see that guy get stuck in that
his
pot?
Knees with it, were,
help me!
And his knees were too far in.
I think I saw that.
It was at like a party and he was lying down and he'd stuck himself in a ceramic pot and people were kind of like, are you okay?
It looked like a bit.
It did.
Like, it was just like he was taking the piss, but he was genuinely stuck, which is horrible.
Hilarious.
A joke at the beginning, a nightmare.
They're going to have to.
I don't know. I didn't see it.
It's still in there. They've not figured out if they're going to crack it yet.
Yeah, so
like the extreme Buddhist monks that used to...
Yeah, encase themselves, entomb themselves.
Is it one of those priceless clay pots? Is that why they're having the conundrum? Is like, this man's wife?
This is a Ming vase. I don't know if we should.
Oh, not
break
a Ming vase.
Yeah.
It's like how they say that they should put the nuclear codes in the body of a living person so that when the president makes a decision to nuke someone, he has to kill someone to know what it feels like in order to get the codes out. You know?
I feel like, though, if you were like a president or whatever, would you not just be like, listen, Secret Service, like, get me. Get me a random homeless man.
So your initial thought is to go and
just kidnap someone
the
off
homeless.
The street. Give me a prisoner that's on death row.
Well, yeah, that's probably more suitable than like a homeless person.
And like a hammer.
Little dehumanizing, but I mean, a person who's done something absolutely fucking terrible.
That's why
I changed nothing but tragedies.
No,
I changed the prisoner.
Okay.
A prisoner and a hammer.
Yeah, it felt like it took
so that we can build a little house together. Nice little commune.
The way you do it.
Okay. Well, I don't know if that's now sounds like slavery. So are you
what? No, together.
Oh, okay, sure.
And if they do a good job, then they'll be free.
Right. Well, that sounds like that's exactly
of the
what
slaves.
That is. Yeah. Wow.
But oh, they know the wife that they know as a prisoner, and they'll be free to be a new man.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's savage. Well, you're a savage person.
Yeah, but I think that's a good idea.
Which part?
Idea.
Some of it. Some of what he said was a good idea.
Find someone that's done something awful, like be homeless. And then.
Well, no, that is a tragedy.
It's fallen on hard times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Make it even harder. Not like that.
By making nuclear codes, slicing a little slice in the side of a pineapple, pushing the code into that slice, then pushing the pineapple up the arse of the person.
Oh, yeah.
It was in Little Nicky. I always remember the bit.
Surely the president needs to kill like a family member, someone dear to them,
yeah,
rather than just like
point.
A. But isn't that rather than like a secret agent or whatever, because it's just like that's just easy.
Yeah.
Because they don't know them.
Isn't a pineapple like got tons of little pains in it, though?
No, that's exactly
like,
what
makes
it is.
You, makes you hurt and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you mean the spiky part?
The little spiky part. Yes. No, 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 not the fruit bit. Like the bit that you eat is like got all these tiny little needles, no?
It might. Well,
if you eat enough pineapple, your mouth starts hurting. You know
that's
I mean?
Because it's got an acid in it that breaks down.
Yeah, but are you going to shove that up your arse?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but you're not going to peel it.
But also just, well, just the, do the outside of a pineapple will be awful to try and get
up your arse.
That's the main issue.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not worried about...
I'm talking about the innards.
It doesn't matter how big it's still got it. Yeah. It's going to be spiky.
You know, that's going to be traumatizing, but also what's that acid going to do to the innards of your anal lining?
Really not a lot of good. Not a lot of good.
There's nothing...
That's why you can tenderize meat with pineapple juice. That's why if you leave meat in pineapple juice for a couple of hours before you cook it, it'll be a lot more tender.
Is it a good chemical peel as well?
It probably is. I mean, I wouldn't say good. It's going to... I think the acid in it breaks down... Like proteins or something. Breaks down like your mouth lining, breaks down meats.
I think that's correct. And we're going to put that as scientific fact and move along.
Okay. All right, let's talk about something else. What else is going on? What's been going on in your life, Rabs?
Yeah, Rabs, you tell us.
Not a lot.
Be as
really.
Broad as you can. You know, just, what's going on in your life?
Just like, you know, doing some therapy. That's fun. I'm also like recording some YouTube videos that I'm streaming. And I was trying to do Dry January, but we fucked that for a friend's birthday.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so it's now Damp January.
Drizzle January. When you broke, did you then just keep drinking, or did you?
Did you just
keep it to that one night?
Well,
or have you now gone,
it was like a 3 day affair because they were over from Dublin, so you know,
making the most of it. Yeah,
yeah, had a couple drinkles, but now I'm like, no more drinking. You know,
you can name drop him. It's Paul's fault.
Paul Choi.
It's Paul Choi. He's a bad influence. He's a bad influence on everyone.
He's been in our Vegas vlogs.
He's
in it very little, but
those vlogs.
Yeah, he made an impact.
He's a fun guy. He's a fun guy to hang out with.
Yeah.
Makes you want to do fun things.
Mm-hmm.
Like drink.
Well, TwitchCon this year, Rotterdam.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was announced.
You guys going to get naughty in the rotty?
I feel like you just made that up now. I've not heard that term before.
Saying that for like
naughty
2 days.
In the rotty.
I even tweeted it.
Mate, getting grotty and rotty.
Getting grotty and rotty.
Grotty and rotty. Rather than, I guess, naughty and rotty.
That's like June 29th, 30th or something like that.
Be nice and summery.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be pretty
nice.
Yeah,
they emailed us about it recently, the TwitchCon.
It is also TwitchCon, though.
Yeah, well, we can just go for one day. This time, we don't buy the whole weekend. Mm-hmm. We buy a single day ticket. Mm. We go.
I think that's what we did for Vegas, though, right?
I think we bought all three.
We went there for like an hour or two.
We went there for an hour and a half,
Oh, we did buy the whole weekend.
Oh, we did buy the whole weekend. I don't know why, but we did. But
I think that should be a message to anyone who's thinking of going. It is shit. It's kind of
the con is kind of the worst part.
The worst part of it. The fun part is like everything else.
It's nice to do the meetup part, you know, to meet people and like have a quick peek around the floor. But after that, it's just like, all right, let's go get fucked up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, let's go have a party.
It's also a perspective thing, right? Like, we are streamers and creators, whereas there's people that want to meet up in the community. And
of course, it's good for that.
The con itself.
It's
like
just
the physical makeup of the con is like any other convention. If you don't like conventions, you're probably not going to like TwitchCon.
Yeah.
It's all the same stuff, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But I get it. It's to meet up with people that you wouldn't usually see.
Exactly right. Like Amaranth.
Nice picky.
Got a nice
you
picky.
Did get to see Amaranth. Mm-hmm. How was it standing next to her?
Picks.
Somebody thought she was a mannequin.
Oh, no, you sent me them.
From the video, they thought she was just a mannequin.
They thought she was like a waxwork.
To be fair,
it was very strange to see her.
Is there any streamers in Madame Tussauds wax thing yet?
There's got to be.
You think?
There's got to be.
There's got to be like a ninja in
Wait,
there.
Wait, well, there's Zoella was in.
I think
one.
There is.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, okay.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Different Tussauds.
But I don't know if they kept that up for all the streamers and stuff.
I don't know. I just think it's.
Oh, there's got to be a Mr. Beast. There's got to be
a
ninja, hasn't there? There's got to be probably a PewDiePie.
I reckon he was done years ago.
Yeah.
Probably,
yeah.
Yeah.
He's been
pretty
big for some time.
Yeah.
Yeah, before he saw. Yeah, anyway.
I think it'd be fun though, like convention, just like all hanging out, having a good time.
I really enjoyed them back in the day when we used to go to the Insomnia ones, the really early Insomnia ones that like stayed open until like we played board games at one point, like 3 a.m. in the morning. Yeah. And like they had like food places open really, really late. And I managed to, I remember, get like a crumble. I remember going to one of these little trucks that had this really nice apple crumble and custard at like 3 a.m. playing these board games. And I was like, this is awesome. I would go to this. This is like spending 3 days hanging out with your mates, doing the stuff you do in the evenings on your computer, basically, but
yeah.
in person.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was really cool. And then since then, it's just got worse and worse, where it's not really about staying up and hanging around with people all the evening. It's like, come in, do the stands, buy the stuff, see the thing, get out, you know? And also with TwitchCon most recently, I noticed that I saw more people with partner badges than just people coming to see partners.
Yeah.
And you realize you're probably, they charge us for tickets now.
You don't even get a partner discount anymore.
No, we used to get
£80 off, and now it's just like you pay regular price.
And bear in mind, they already take, you know, 30% at least of your revenue every month. So, like, you're making them a fair bit of money and they don't feel like they're
fit
to... Then you're the draw for people. And then you look around and realise, like, no, you're the one, you're the ticket buyer. You've essentially been duped into buying a ticket now because...
I guess you could argue the people that buy units and stands there, they also have to pay to be there.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's... much different. I guess we're not selling
true, but they're advertising to the masses.
So it's more like a trade show then, really, isn't it? Than a convention.
Yeah.
Like,
it does go that way.
Connecting creators who use the tech to the companies that, like, you know, if somebody said to us, hey, we're going to start a con a bit like CES, but smaller and targeted at content creators, where we'll have a bunch of the kind of camera providers you use, a bunch of the hardware providers you use, software people, you can come talk to them, build relationships, start brand deals. That sounds great. But essentially, we're in this weird halfway house of a TwitchCon, like, doesn't know what it is.
And there was a couple of cool stands there, I will say. Like, Rode was there, and they had some really cool tech. Mm-hmm. That was, like, Twitch-focused. But it's down to the individual brands, right, to, like, make a cool stand there.
And
we should make a con.
Yeah, should we make our own con?
Con-con.
No, it's called con, right, where everything is a con.
You're being conned as you step into the door. They shake your hand, take your watch.
Welcome to the con. And then they always say it with a wry smile. Well, welcome to the con.
Is it the con?
Oh, not the convention.
Gotcha. Come on in, asshole.
But going back to Rotterdam and the fun things, obviously, it's an interesting city. I've never been there. It looks interesting. It looks
it's
nice.
More the fact that they move around, and I think that's cool. Like, Amsterdam was awesome.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed Amsterdam.
And the Netherlands is so flat. Just walking around is so easy. You just wander around the town.
Yeah, it's good. It is good.
Yeah. They cycle everywhere.
Yeah. Not like so Bristol, easy. When you got to psych yourself up for Park Street. You get to the top, you got to change your clothes. You know?
Yeah, fuck that. When I was moving here, I was like, I'm not living at the top of Park Street. There's no way. I will not do it.
It's a great place on the triangle. No. Yeah. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
It's a hazard with the icy conditions right now as well.
Mm. Oh, sure is, Christopher. It's a hazard out there. You got to say it with a Minnesotan accent. I can't do those.
I can't do that either.
I've been watching Fargo recently.
I love Fargo. Good fucking show.
Yeah.
I've not seen the latest season. No.
I'm watching that one at the moment. It's really good. Yeah. No, they're both great shows. Very similar, actually, aren't they?
Sort of new one? Because I've not seen the Chris Rock season?
Oh, that's the new one, I think. Okay. I'm watching the John Hamm one.
Oh, yeah, John Hamm one's good.
And the woman that is in Ted Lasso, who plays, she owns like a brand agency.
Yeah.
She plays the girlfriend of Jamie Tarr
She's
or whatever.
British.
Keely's in Fargo.
She's really good there. She's like the main protagonist.
I fucking hated her in Ted Lasso. It's all controversial.
Do you know Temple? She's really good in there. In Fargo.
Grating, I guess. And just because no one's that bubbly.
That's the character.
But that is the character, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they played it well.
Yeah.
Although, looking at her other stuff outside of acting, she is that character as well. In a way,
oh, so
she's
just
very
the same.
Outgoing and bubbly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and a lot of people stan her for that reason.
Oh, well, right, I see. Slay queen.
So she's slay queen.
Mm-hmm. Slay bestie. serve cunt. That's what they say now, right? They say serve cunt, serving cunt.
Really?
That's a thing. Yeah, it's like a slay term.
You're serving a look, look is like, don't fuck with me because I'm a cunt.
No, it's like you're serving, I guess, I don't know if that's what the meaning behind it is. It's like you're serving cunt on a platter, so I think it is. I don't know, I've seen it in a bunch of Instagram comments.
It's quite promiscuous.
So, you know.
Jesus Christ.
I'm hoping it's not like, you know, some fucking Instagram comment or like Bob's and Vigene, like serve cunt or something. I hope I've not misinterpreted it.
You may have done. Before I start using that term colloquially, all the time, I'm going to.
Apparently, it stands for charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so it is like a power.
Okay, I like that. It's like powerful.
Yeah. But it doesn't sound like that. You need to know the code to understand it.
Mm.
Well, that's very exclusionary.
And yeah. Everyone should have to say it to their mothers first.
Yeah, yeah.
Before they say it in public and see what happens.
Wow, Mum, you're really serving cunt today.
I was like, whoa.
Which means, right, charisma, wow. Uniqueness.
Sorry, just so you know. Before you get mad, and I know you're going to go fucking nuts.
It's a great acronym, actually.
You just don't know, you stupid cunt.
And I don't mean the acronym this time. All right.
Yeah, well, seems really useful that one, too, Travs.
You're so welcome.
Therapy.
He's just serving cunt. Uh-huh.
Therapies is a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
Therapy is an important thing to do, and I think Hat Films should do couples therapy.
I think that'd be interesting.
Really? Like a throuple therapy.
Do you think you could like convince a therapist to like do a video of you guys doing like a couples therapy, like a group thing?
I think that would probably demean the...
It would take the
It might do.
Although there is a show, isn't there?
It's kind of a private thing.
Literally a couples therapy show on, is it BBC Three somewhere? Or something like that. Where it's very, very stern and very solemn.
That reeks of shit that they're like, tell them to make this up for the TV. It's got to be a good show.
I think it's dramatized. Yeah, it's got to be. And prodded by the directors.
Yeah, I don't know, because, it's...
For sure.
I think it's actually just called Couples Therapy.
Oh.
Maybe.
Thruples.
Is it real? Is it meant to be real? As in, like, is it real?
It seems real, but it could just be, Couples Therapy. It's a documentary series combat. Following couples as they seek help of psychoanalyst Dr...
Is it Squid Game-esque? So, like, the Guralnik. Losing couple...
Dies.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Hard enough.
How deep do they go on cameras, you know what I mean?
Yeah, true enough.
Well, saying that, you know, Big Brother and stuff, people are more than willing to...
Yeah, but all that stuff does still feel staged, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because it feels like any reality show now is just... What's the real reason they're going? They're not going to Love Island to find love.
Yeah, they're not.
They're just not. They're going because they know that it's going to boost their Instagram profile.
Yeah, they want some Instagram brand deals. They want to sell like a fucking toothbrush or some shit. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Maybe it's those kind of people looking for a profile and to boost their status, but also looking for love.
I don't think there's any love in there.
Well, they're looking for like-minded people that are willing to go to an island and be on TV. That's a very specific niche.
If they find love, good for them. But I don't think that's... I reckon most of them are not really bothered about that part. They're all about the social media element. It's cynical, but I think it's also just...
Desire for love.
But it's all the producers are doing it.
I feel like they're all going to end up in therapy later in their lives.
True.
They probably will need it.
They probably should definitely get it.
I think it's worth doing, though. I didn't know what to expect. I went because I felt like I had a lot of burnout. It seems like for the past 2 years in September, I feel burnt out as hell.
Have you noticed the YouTuber burnout? The
everyone's like,
YouTubers.
I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Except I'm not really leaving. Here's my second channel. You know
in
what I mean?
Oh,
I've seen that a lot of people.
Yes. Yeah, I've not watched.
Like Tom Scott's got a second channel, isn't he?
He's Meat Canyon.
I thought he was just going to leave.
I think he does a second channel as well, doesn't he? I could be wrong on that one.
But not really over. He's just not.
Soft retiring to get the views on the. I'm quitting.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You've gone for that.
Yeah,
angle.
But things I don't think they need to because all of them will get millions of views anyway. So I don't think that's.
But also,
like,
they are also in like insanely unhealthy work cycles.
Yeah.
Tom Scott, I'm going to make a video every day. Like that's insane.
I think that was Tom Scott's thing. He's like, he's released a video every week.
Yeah. His stuff is like really well done.
Yeah.
Like, takes a lot of research and time to make those.
But it does create burnout. You're right.
And it does.
You've actually taken that step, which a lot of us haven't.
Yeah. Well, I was just like, my God. Like, usually I can just like, I'll be better in a bit. I'll just go through this. But this time I was like, oh, this is like really bad. This is like, I don't want to get out of my bed bad. And I was just like, all right. Someone in chat was like, try therapy. And I was like, okay.
Thanks, chat.
Thanks. Thank you, chat. So Tedage. Shout out to Tedage.
There you go.
Tedage, a specific person.
Yeah,
okay.
His message, I was like, yeah, he's right. He's right, I should. And I just went, and it's been pretty good.
You got to have the right kind of therapy as well.
Yeah.
Like, I had CBT back in the day.
Cock and ball torture.
Cock and ball torture, which Ravs immediately... Like, I said this to Ravs earlier and he was immediately like, oh, cock and ball torture.
Yeah. I'm going to get where my brain goes to with that. Cognitive behavior therapy? Nah. Cock and ball torture.
You're looking for the same thing. But yeah, that's it wasn't really fixing my issue. I went in with like an idea of like hopefully having like a talking therapy kind of thing and just having a generalized, let's just figure this out. But instead it was like, let's focus on a specific category of a thing that you want to get better at. And then it's kind of like steps to making that better by exposing yourself to the thing. Kind of like getting over a phobia, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you got to start with a tiny little spider in a different room. or a picture of a spider, and it will work up to an actual spider.
Because I didn't know what it is. I just always assumed that you sit in a chair and there's like a million flashing lights, and like
you're not clockwork orange.
you're really? So your eyes would be forced open.
If only it was that simple,
you'd be screaming on a chair.
Ah! Yeah, CBT is really good if you know you have a very specific thing that is impenetrable for you alone to get past. Like, a lot of people get it for social anxiety. It's like, I'm in a crowd of people. I just want to run away from people. So you go to CBT to, like, specifically work on that. Mm-hmm. But I think there's also the issue of those things can come out of other underlying issues that probably needs more talky therapy to figure out. Like, a lot of things are all linked together, aren't they?
Yeah, I go in every week. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. Even on my first session, I was like, I don't know what the hell I'm going to say to this person. And I guess they're trained to get shit out of you because like 10 minutes in, I'm like, just saying all this shit, you know? Yeah. And like, why are you speaking gibberish? And I'm like, I don't fucking know.
Do you ever just try and freeze them out? Just wait.
No, because I'm usually quite.
Or you try. The thing is, because obviously streamers are kind of trained to just keep talking regardless. Right? I think like you just do it.
Yeah, exactly.
So you fill the air.
Maybe that's like a streamery type thing.
Maybe that's not a good thing. I
don't know. I think there's like there must be some sort of science to that because I feel like uncomfortable when we stop talking and they're just like, yeah. And I'm like,
I think that
I've got a tiny penis.
Let's get into that. Let's talk about that.
Let's get tell
it's
us
really small.
About that.
Oh shit! Yeah. I really didn't want to get into this. Yeah. That's all I've got on my mind.
This came up.
It's definitely a technique to it. I think it's what Louis Theroux uses as well. He uses a lot of silence to encourage the other person to keep going, and not that it's like insidious in any way, but I think it's just effective.
And also you can cut people off easily in terms of, I just did it then. You can cut people off and stop the information from flowing from someone. Because that's what we learned at doing documentaries at uni. Let them tell the story.
Yeah, and they have to fucking edit it with like hours and hours of footage afterwards. It's a nightmare. But
yeah, it's just nice talking about it. I walk away from it. Like, they don't really give advice. They just kind of like help you explain or say why this is a thing or help you understand like your core values and stuff like that. I just walk away like, I got to chat shit for an hour and they can never repeat it to another human being. And that's cool. You know, it feels nice.
But even if you did a crime?
If you do a crime where you're going to put yourself in harm, they hit the big red button.
Yeah.
Which and then the police
is a novelty size button as well.
Knocking on the window constantly whilst we're in there, just waiting to come in.
Yeah.
She told me it was confidential.
And then she hits the red button, the window's open, then is overwhelmed by police dogs. Got another pervert, guys.
I got out of him.
Release this therapy stuff is great.
Catching criminals and pervs.
I've seen Sopranos, so I pretty much know therapy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what I thought it was going to be like. They even asked, do you want to lie down on like the
did they
yeah yeah
the, they actually
like,
asked that
there was like the long
trope
the chaise longue was there and like, you can lie down if you want or you can sit and I was like I can go sit. I feel like it's just I didn't want to be in the stereotype.
It's too disarming lying down. They might go for you. The dogs might jump
and also
that's
you want to be ready with the hands.
That chaise longue just gates you up the second you say anything wrong.
Is this a hinged or sprung chaise longue? Nice try, bitch.
You'll never catch me alive. Jump
out
the window.
Okay, sit down, Mr. Ravs. Nice try, bitch.
She knows too much.
Wow, you are extremely hostile.
We're gonna need more sessions.
Let's start with your extreme paranoia.
that would be the beginning.
How many knives do you have on you?
17.
Right. Technically, they're all legal.
They're just all taped together.
Yeah, I recommend
individually,
it.
It's fun.
I'm
going to take you up on that recommendation, Raps. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
You were like that person in chat that's pushed you, and now I'm going to go as well.
I'm glad. Maybe people are going to think I'm like starting a cult if I'm getting people to go, though.
I don't think therapy is a cult, Raps.
No, I don't. It's not. Just, it's a very good thing for you, you know.
I think it is a good thing. I think we should all get it at some. If you can afford it, it's expensive.
It is expensive.
That's the big barrier. It's like you can either wait on the NHS
for years. Yeah.
And you may not end up with the person that you want, and you're worried about losing your place in the queue. So switching up people might not be a good thing. But
pay to win.
pay to win. I got very lucky on my first
like
one.
Getting a battle pass. For yeah. Therapy, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Level 14 in my battle pass. You know, a couple more sessions, I get the Peter Griffin skin.
It's been gamified. Your therapy's been gamified.
Yeah.
They really do know you.
I said I need a battle pass. Like, first things first, my deck's very good. I need a battle pass. I need a little gold star every time I come in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me goals, milestones, and XP, actually. Mm-hmm. I want my XP. Mm-hmm. And maybe some features.
And can we just turn on this fake camera for red light just to make me feel like I'm making content? You know, just
Could you just type in my chat? Just give me a little response. Yeah.
You just end up saying, oh, you're talking to me. Streaming.
No, so could you type in this chat, please?
Yeah. And also, you're so inspirational, King. Yeah. Thank you.
You're really serving cunt.
But yeah, I'm going to give you 50 quid. If you could every now and then give me 5 quid, and thank you for the sub.
God.
You're so dysfunctional. You're so dysfunctional.
Yeah.
You are. Rav, I think we need to talk about this now. This construct you've created for yourself.
Sorry, Donald Wald.
Donald Wald. Oh, shit. I don't know any of this lingo, this Twitch lingo.
I presume it's funny, though.
Yeah.
But I laugh, because I get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
But I don't know what Donor Wald is. What is that?
Donor Wald is like ignoring a donation or... like
Donor Wald.
Putting up a wall.
Or ignoring chat and waiting for a donation to come in to see the message.
Oh, right. Yeah. I guess we always read them. Yeah. So maybe we aren't walling.
Chat will know better than I, because I'm not super sure. But right. It's one of those two.
Okay, ignoring messages that aren't donations.
That's the one. That's Donor Wald.
Shit. Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like you might as well be talking to a brick wall.
Talking to chat then.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Okay. So just ignore your therapist.
What's the next level of that, where you're like sips and you just ignore everything?
Yeah.
That's just
sips.
That's the iron curtain.
The iron curtain. The sips wall.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Lol. Well, we kind of do a little bit of gameplay and then we read out a big old fucking bunch.
I don't know if it's good
for chat or not.
True, I don't know.
Like a good 10 minutes just like catching up on everything.
Yeah, but I think that, like, I find it really... I don't watch many streamers, but when you see people doing something and concentrating on it, and they cut off and they go, hey, thanks for the 10, it's just... I find that more jarring.
True.
Than if you just took time to just do it in
games. And also,
and
we record our videos, so we literally don't...
We'd be
want
pissing
to do
over
that.
Our content with just... Well, that's the thing. That was the contentious issue of, like, moving to streaming more often, was that people on YouTube actually hate that kind of shit, and they don't go into streamers for that reason. Yeah. And so we've made a kind of a compromise.
I think it took
balance.
Some time, actually.
Yeah.
Like, you've gone the other way. Mm-hmm. So you started streaming and now you've got a YouTube channel.
Yep. Got
How's
a YouTube channel
going,
now. It's going pretty good. Yeah. You know, it's been a bit of a nightmare trying to get anything recorded over like Jingle Jam in winter and trying to get people to do
Are
content
you trying to
with
get
and stuff.
People in, yeah.
Trying to get people in to do stuff and they're busy as well. So it's been a bit of a nightmare.
It's the age old. But
group content is so hard to organize.
The trick is to have three on the channel to begin with.
Exactly. That's a huge move. Yeah. You know,
less money though.
It's going pretty good.
Less money for you individually.
Less money to have to split everything,
including clothing.
Yeah. Mm. Oh god.
And deodorant.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And, you know, I thought I'd saw Ross wearing that car.
Yeah. No, we swap around. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He said he'd wash it afterwards.
It's going good.
But I told him not to.
It's an interesting time to get into YouTube. Everyone's like, I'm quitting. I'm out. Don't start YouTube. It's shit. And I'm just like, but Twitch is dying. You know, I'm like,
oh yeah, well, didn't they lay off like 400 people?
Yeah,
they?
Yeah, like 30%.
And they didn't make a profit.
Yeah,
you know, they're taking 50%.
Yeah,
off we've of all always those spread wide though. Like we've always.
Oh, I know.
Well, we are wide spreaders. Oh, you know,
we were wide boy before wide raps.
Yeah, you were.
But yeah, we've always like utilized like Patreon and things like that, and now YouTube memberships,
Justin TV.
Justin TV.
I used to use Justin TV.
Did you?
Yeah.
Back in the day. Watched the streamer on there once.
Oh, shit.
Nice.
And I was like, this will never work.
Now look at you.
It's my fucking job. Yeah.
YouTube. It took a while for our audience to get on board with the idea that, like, now we're going to record this and then read subs and stuff afterwards. I remember there was a bit of rubbing the wrong way early on. But I think, you know, people adapt to it and people quite like it now, I think.
Yeah.
Or at least the ones that stuck around still like it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Our viewership's like 10 times less.
Well, you guys did the absolute right thing with your memberships and stuff. So it's like,
yeah,
we're going to not fucking censor anything. Fuck this. Yeah. Just become a member.
It's more like fucking the YouTube algorithm and chasing that dragon.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just a great way to push people off the platforms.
Yeah.
Like in general.
Yeah.
And we've been finding
push users away from why they liked you in the first place because you're changing so much trying to
like
mold,
your guys' video tonight. Like I've also done a Well Vegas Vlog and it was like, you know, fucking doing the gun stuff.
Yeah,
like,
it's all Ross.
Don't have fully automatic. You were telling me don't have it because that will just like kill your video.
I put that on there. So.
Yeah.
Oops.
But well, I think I also put it on. It was fine. But even things like that, you guys are like, fuck it. YouTube members, here's us shooting a bazooka.
Nice.
As long as it doesn't literally delete our channel with strikes.
Yeah.
We're more than willing to be way more open and not be like, oh, we shouldn't swear in the first blah blah.
I think a lot of the really big, and the person that told us about the automatic guns thing was a couple of the other guys we were at the shooting range with. And I think they're worried about that kind of thing a lot because they're often in a really great position and they don't want to topple off of that like stack of perfect right now. I think I think they know like as soon as they fall out of that algorithmic preference, they're like, fuck. Yeah. Like, so how do I stay within it? Whilst with us,
we've been on the floor for some time.
Yeah, yeah. So
the only way is up, baby.
Rather, we are not successful anymore, I think, because of an algorithmic wave. We're successful because people keep coming back to watch it. And I'm not saying that they're not successful. They have a huge chunk of their audience as well that love them for them. But equally, when you're riding high, I think a lot of people pay a huge amount of attention to like what's going on the platform because they're so terrified of it fucking them over because it can so easily.
Like,
they wouldn't be making videos about one man, one jar.
Exactly.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
You should have put water in it.
Yeah.
You know, give it more.
We did. We were discussing liquids, honey.
Honey and jam.
Oh, wait, are you picking what liquid you'd put in the jar?
If it were to crack inside, this is the one man, one jar. We did a video recently about it.
Yeah, so if you were to insert a jar into your asshole and it were to smash, what liquid would be best to like contain the shards?
Is pseudo cream a liquid?
I was just trying to think of something that grabs the chunk.
It's going to sting.
You don't want to use expanding foam because we knew a guy. Did we tell you about that time?
No.
There was a guy that put expanding foam down his pee hole
for
a sexual high.
Okay.
But it got stuck and expanded so much that he now has to piss through a hole under his gooch. Because he ruined
his bladder.
He ruined his bladder and his erectile like
fucking
musculature.
Hell. So how fucking horny do you have to be?
This is what I said.
You know what I mean?
I don't think it's
horny. For God's sake.
It's just stupidity.
Just squeeze your fucking hog, man.
So like, but they thought, I want to sound so hard. I'm going to deal with expanding foam.
Jesus Christ, I've never got sounding.
Would you do like a tester blob on like, okay, how much does it expand first?
You're like,
you think you'd put it on a little tiny like,
maybe put in a straw first.
Get a straw on like you do with the people. You lick that bad boy, stick it straight down the hole and just hold till you can't pee anymore. Oh yeah.
God damn that horny
some
brain.
Some people would call him a pioneer.
But like, how
he went, he was
a pioneer, an astronaut.
He went somewhere you've never been before, and no one else is going to go there again.
Was he expected to?
Because
like,
they learned from his mistake.
I think elephant's toothpaste.
I don't really know what he expected. Because things are, once it's in, how are you getting that out?
Rockets.
Yeah, like a bottle rocket,
builds up pressure and then.
Fucking hell.
Unbelievable. Ruptured, destroyed his bladder from probably when he tried to piss.
Yeah.
And then obviously he couldn't. And so.
I wonder how much time he spent in absolute agony, but also embarrassment for like. At what point do I
go to
A&E?
I imagine there were probably several months of agony.
Do you think one man, one jar showed the video?
I mean, like, before they were like, this is bad, I need to go.
Oh, no, they would have gone immediate. I imagine they would have gone the same day.
I reckon there was, like, a good hour of, like, fuck, this is so
he can't piss.
It really depends.
He would. You'd be at A&E within the first hour you could.
I don't know. I'd be thinking, like, I could get adrenal down there.
I think there would be some time spent trying to solve it yourself.
Yeah.
Because you've got to yourself into a sticky situation.
There's got to be a way.
You're going to try and rationalise it, be like, okay, I can deal with this. It's hurting a bit more than I should. And then eventually you just submit and go, I've got to fucking go to
it. There were people that were also like putting like a bike pump in there as well. Doing some inflation.
It's just going to inflate your bladder.
It's fucking dumb. It's so dumb.
Oh.
Making their foreskin
a little
bit. That
doesn't sound as bad though.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty cute.
Yeah. It's kind of cute, right? But you'd be
little
talking
balloon.
A little balloon foreskin, you
little
know?
Mushroom, more like.
Yeah, a little mushroom, yeah.
A little forest mushroom, yeah. Wouldn't it?
Yeah,
little bulbous
exactly.
Head and a nice, nice stalk.
Just making
little button.
Breath.
Yeah. Yeah. A little button on the end of the stalk.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd come along and I'd gather that one, chop it up, chuck it in a soup.
Sonic boom.
Make a little dog out of it. Like,
yeah. There you go.
Cannibal's wet dream.
Yeah,
it truly is.
Yeah. So, oh, speaking of which,
mm-hmm.
Do you know what a nully is?
No.
Do you guys know what a nully is?
No, I do
is?
Not know what okay. A nully is.
Please. A nully?
In life.
Or a nullo. A nullo. Mm-hmm. It's a nullo.
Not nully.
It's a person that's had extreme body modification to nullify their sexuality.
Oh, wow.
There was two guys in the UK last week that have been sentenced to years in prison for enabling a guy to have his cock and balls cut off by hand, live on video.
By hand. Wow.
Live on video. So this guy, who was called the eunuch maker... So
you know what? I've heard...
Have you heard about this?
Were you telling me this the other... Night.
So
the,
not their sexuality, yeah. their sexual organs. Yeah, basically yeah.
There was a news story about it not long ago. I could try and find
so
it.
So he had a surgeon, a nurse. Yeah, I think, did I tell you about this in the night?
Yeah, I
cut
think
his
so.
Nipples off. And then he had this other guy who was strapped down to a table and anesthetized, and then they just cut his balls and dick off with a knife.
Wow.
And then they streamed it to paying customers. In the UK.
What, on the dark web, I'd assume.
Well, yeah. I haven't found it yet.
Justin yeah. TV.
Justin.tv.
That's really fucked up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like consenting, and it's all like, you know, an extreme kink, ultimately. Like an extreme... Well, it may not even be an extreme...
Eunuch maker.
Let's call it. I don't want to call it a kink, because it might be something more complicated.
In the UK?
But, yeah, in the UK, yeah. The eunuch
maker.
You can
get that surgery the for
eunuch,
free.
Yeah, you definitely said the eunuch maker.
That's what he dubbed himself.
That was
why that, though?
Because eunuchs are people without balls.
No. Right, why go that route?
What? As a participant or...
If you're to remove your sexual organs, you want to remove them, right?
Yeah, you're a nullo. Yeah.
There's a way to do it through a proper system.
What's the system?
But I guess it's expensive.
Which system?
A like bunch of rubber
NHS.
Bands.
Yeah. I'm sorry, the NHS is not going to cut them off if you just said, I just want to come off. Like there needs to be like a...
You go through a process.
Go through a long
obviously.
Process. It will definitely not be...
And you'd have to pay for it. This guy said he'd pay 500 quid.
NHS?
Well, it might not be deemed a medically necessary surgery. I'm not sure what the laws are.
What are the laws in the UK?
I'm not sure. They may say that, you know, you have the right to have your body modified to whatever fits your gender. I don't know. But they'd have to argue it from a gender perspective. I have no idea.
We were
I think that's not the case with it. I don't think that's...
It's more a kink, is it?
I think we were talking about... You know, if a eunuch gets his balls cut off, can their dick still get hard? You know, that's what we were talking about, and this is when you told me about the eunuch maker.
If their balls, yeah, I think if their balls, it's like with dogs. If you cut their balls off, they can still probably get hard.
Yeah,
it's not a case of that. It's just a fact.
That's the point at that point, though. You know,
point.
Well, no, because actually, you can still ejaculate when your balls have been cut off.
Can you?
Yeah.
It removes the little. Squiggly squirrels.
So there are actually two places. There are two places where the ejaculate comes from in a human in a male. Like, so there's the sperm and then there's like the carrier fluid.
Okay.
And so the sperm are kept in the balls, and I think the carrier fluid is actually produced by glands like above your penis.
You just get the carrier fluid instead.
Yeah. So and that's why vasectomies work and still produce
But you'd be annoyed if you didn't have a load, is that what you mean?
No, I wouldn't be annoyed.
Sounds like you would be.
I just thought that nothing would happen.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, you get all the stuff.
Okay. Just no
just
little squirmy boys.
Little squirmy boys looking for an
animal. No, just screams. It just goes, ah! Oh, weird. I knew this would there'd be side effects.
Just so you know, because nothing's coming out, it will still make the sound. But without the liquid, it sounds really strange.
Yeah, it sounds like a small screaming creature.
Usually your dick sounds like... Right? It's like an old man clearing his throat.
I've got vocal cords, so... Yeah.
That's time to make him sing.
No, I mean, it's like a sad cartoon car that's out of steam.
Yeah. Just dust comes out.
For science, it's apparently the fluid, the carrying fluid comes from the prostate.
Oh, okay, right.
Cool. Oh, okay.
So that's where you get your wad from.
Mm.
And then it gets mixed together like a nice cocktail.
Prostate
balls.
Good old prostate.
Like what cocktail would you compare it to? Like a pina colada, maybe?
Pina colada, but that's like crushed ice, and it's quite...
But it's milky, and it's sort of...
It's a bit milky, yeah.
But a little bit pineapple-y as well.
That's true. If you eat the right things, it could be pina colada-y, yeah. I was thinking more like a Coke.
Why?
Oh.
Because you mix it with like carbonated water.
Yeah, that's true.
Have you got a soda stream? Can you fizzy cum?
I've got a soda stream.
But you time to find out.
Well, I'm sure any liquid, I'm sure.
Mate, once you start putting fizzy milk in your porridge, you do not go back.
Really?
To fizzy milk.
This is
a mistake.
What have I done? This shouldn't be like this.
Fizzy milk.
Fizzy milk.
Apparently there were 9 people who were part of this castration.
They got to 9 group.
Yeah, they made around 200 grand from the people requesting.
That's not bad.
Castration.
I can see that there is a set of people that are willing to watch this kind of thing.
I don't think it was.
I can see that because, you know, like you've seen Squid Game and stuff, people are willing to watch heinous shit for money.
And arguably, the person is consenting.
Yeah,
I mean, there's like that sexual cannibal in Germany, right? That was like convinced a guy and he got off on cutting his dick off and eating it consensually.
One of the guys who was doing it, apparently he appeared in the doc using a wheelchair. He had his own leg, penis and nipple removed.
Yeah, so he's already they put his leg in dry ice until it fell off.
What
consented
the
to
fuck
it.
Oh my god,
wild, huh? I mean, you could say, you could you do argue that consent is based on, you know, a person being of sound mind, and you may be able to argue that this person is not of sound mind.
I'm going to stick my leg in fucking dry ice. Yeah,
but
is the eunuch maker qualified to determine the mental
state? He's an expert. Get the title.
I think he's too busy counting the cash at the time.
But no, he got pissed off. So this is the whole thing. The guy said he was going to pay him 500 quid to cut his dick off, ended up just giving him 50 quid, and he got pissed off about that. And that's part of the reason they got caught.
They got caught
because they got into a huge argument about
this. Oh my god.
And
was he like expecting a thicker cut of meat, and he was actually just got a little?
No, I think it would be one of the full 500.
Yeah. Apparently, based on the ounce.
Yeah.
There was a video that jurors were showed of the act happening.
Oh my god! Right?
Imagine being on that.
Worst, or they were given jury a transcript duty or possible. Like
that. Imagine being called to jury for that.
Mum, I've got jury duty. Oh, brilliant! You catch those criminals, Mum. I saw some horrible things today.
Oh, it's awful. Yeah, yeah.
You and the jury.
Oh
my god.
That's
18 plus.
Yeah, yeah.
But Cosy lives. People are still living at home in their 30s, guys. Course, come on.
Yeah. It's quite remackable. None of us have ever been called for jury duty, I think, back in the 35.
Someone else has enough, isn't they? But,
Because it's really disruptive.
Maybe they've seen
it took like 4 weeks, I think, yeah.
The local judge might have seen our content and be like,
They shouldn't judge anyone.
I'd like to be excused on the basis of being a cunt.
the most recent.
Charismatic, unique, nervous, and tactile. I don't know what it is.
Nocturnal.
Turtle. Anyway, there was, what were we talking about? The guy, the guy said in the video, the guy doing the cutting, he's like, well, this has got to be a first. Can't believe I've done this one. Or something like that. Like, he's talking to himself, just like,
what the fuck?
He's flabbergasted as to what he's just experienced. And I'm just like, How the fuck? As in, the guy that's just cut the dude's dick off in the video
is like, well, I can't believe I've done that.
Yeah, he is like,
what has he done till then? Has he did 6 others?
Exactly. How did he get the name of Unit Maker? But he reacted. I think maybe this was the first one he did or something. And then other people were like, I'd like you to do this too. But he was like, I kind of just found it bizarrely hilarious in the same way that I found the guy putting the jar up his ass kind of funny. Is that it's just like,
pioneers, pioneers.
It's so absurd for a person to go through that moment in their brain of like, holy shit, I've just cut a guy's dick and balls off. This is a wild day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do you mean this is a wild day? What on earth are you doing? You know, like, it's just.
But also it being the other guy and being like, oh, I'm fucking raging you did that. Where's my extra 450 quid? That's what
he paid the unit maker.
Paying to get done.
He was
paying.
So the unit dobbed himself in. He was like, I didn't get paid.
He got into an argument because he felt like he hadn't been properly compensated.
I'd love to see, what's his name? The small claims court. Judge Render.
This is what I'm saying. This is why I told you about it, because I'm like, this is such an absurd series of events that's happening.
Do you think what, like, human centipede like inspired some people?
Definitely.
Well, there's definitely some
it's that morbid fascination in your mind, isn't it?
Somewhere in America there are people being tied together by their mouth and anus somewhere.
It's also saying like video games cause violence, right? It's the
but you can be inspired by an act.
I guess people not of sound mind will always be encouraged by being.
And I'd be like, well, that's how it was shown in a film, but how does it really work? And like, oh, they're all dead.
The human centipede would make for an amazing monster in Lethal Company.
Oh my god.
If it catches you,
you just see it
adds you to it.
Oh my god. You're like, what happened?
He's still talking.
He's still talking. Yeah.
But it's muffled. It's muffled. Like when
that's a great idea.
Oh my God.
Someone mod that.
Maker, please. Yeah.
Please make that
mod. Human centered.
Yeah, what happened to Ravs? Oh no. By the human centipede.
I'm at the back.
You see him with his.
You're at the front. Like, run away.
The guy at the front can understand all the people behind him and can communicate on behalf of the centipede.
Oh my God.
That's incredible.
God.
That's such a good idea.
But fucking Eunuch Maker.
It was scary.
Was that did he call himself that? Was that like his online name?
I think that was his reputation.
He got
his nom de guerre. But yeah, it's.
Now he's in jail?
Yes, now they've gone to jail. So if you're looking for that service, you're going to have to go somewhere else, I guess.
Was he like, did he have like a background in surgery or anything?
No. Yeah, although there was a nurse that helped remove one of the guy's nipples.
Okay, that's fucking mad though.
Yeah.
I'd use a bull clip.
Well, this
a
is what Rav
and a bull clip.
So Rav said, just use like elastic bands. I think that's pretty great.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, elastic bands.
Just cuts docking. Off the blood
You've got quite a long nipple.
You got to wait. You got to wait a while.
Quite a long one to.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, think about how the lambs feel. They're getting their tails docked every time.
Just use dental floss. Tie it tight.
Oh, fucking
hell. Yeah, another good solution.
I got rid of a.
Can of wire.
A skin tag.
Skin tag doing that once. Yeah.
Did that work?
Yeah.
I'd freeze it off. Personally,
I would.
I just tug that thing.
I kind of want my nipples. Don't want to lose them.
No, I don't.
Would
you
rearrange them though?
Put them elsewhere or what?
Yeah, somewhere else.
Like have vertical.
Ones.
I don't know. I feel like
dinner plates or beef burgers or maybe just a modest meatball.
I've got like a modest meatball.
Yeah.
But
actual.
It's a conversation starter. Yeah. The moment you get naked, it's like, oh, now you've got something to talk about. Like specifically,
they're vertical now.
So so they're not where you would expect them to be.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool, right? Where are you going? Starter. Come back.
Good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'd have mine split into two each and then arranged into an S shape.
Ah, I like that.
Cool S.
So they're all semicircles.
So
yeah,
semicircles.
Oh, I see.
Interesting.
You can go for the cool S.
Disjointed cool pepperoni S, look.
It's a lot of nip to spare, isn't it?
It's a lot. And I don't have like body hair, so I'd have to do it with like scalpel, scarring. But it looks cool. I got the cool S on me.
Yeah.
I got the nipples replaced, and then I had just cuts put in.
And you're like, it's S for Smith.
You know,
I'm like, okay. I have to go. Is anywhere else I can go, but apart from here with you right now.
Yeah. You know, like when back in school, I used to scrape it into the table using a compass, but now it's on me forever.
And my nips are part of it.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah. I love that. That's good. I don't know. I feel like I just like them where they are, and like wouldn't want the eunuch maker to freeze them off.
Change them. Yeah, I've never thought to just swap them around or move them around or pop them somewhere else. The third one would be quite funny.
Mm-hmm.
Nubbin somewhere.
Yeah,
I got splinched as a kid. So.
Splinched.
What on earth is splinching?
Splinching's where you don't properly teleport yourself in the Harry Potter universe and it fucks your body slightly.
Right, okay.
Oh, God.
So stood in the fireplace.
I remember that in the Harry Potter film. Splinching.
Yeah, as if you fuck up a flu transfer or if you fuck up a...
Your face permanently turns into a stack of logs.
Yeah, you get splinched.
Oh, no. I'm always going to be a stack of logs in a fireplace.
Yeah. Number splinched one Harry Potter podcast, guys.
We've kept it. We do mention it. I haven't seen it in a while.
Coming up next, we're going to talk about JK.
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 Well, we have reached our time limit here. Hey, Ramps, where can people find you? You also do a podcast.
You've got a bloody podcast.
Zero Degrees.
Yeah. You've been on it.
You're next on the list.
About
headhunting you. We need to get you on.
Oh, wow.
That's Zero Degrees. Very fun podcast. We answer a bunch of dumb questions that people send in, and they're usually really fucking dumb. I stream at Ravs_ on Twitch, and I'm also on YouTube now. So,
and he's going to be playing Lethal Company with us in a bit. So.
Momentarily, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for listening. Thank you to our supporters, of course, on Patreon or Twitch YouTube members.
Right now.
You guys make this podcast continue to happen. And hey, if you want to send in a fingle, just like Dream State Empire.
I didn't write it down. Yeah. You've right.
Send it to hatch@hat-films.com. And
if you don't become a member to Hat Films,
well, what's going
to
happen?
The eunuch maker is going to get you.
We become the eunuch makers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Eunuch breakers. Thank you very much for listening and watching, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye.
I've been
that's him.